Welcome back to the I Give Life to Life podcast with yours truly, Coach Energy, the single parent's life coach. I'm going to talk about a topic that I posted on my pages, whether you are a Facebook fan, Instagram fan, or a LinkedIn fan, fan meaning a preferred user of those platforms, then you will be able to follow me on your preferred platform. So just search for me, Coach Energy. Energy is spelled N-R-G-Y. And you'll be able to keep up with the topics that I post, the topics that I end up making a podcast or a YouTube episode on, as far as like going into detail. And you can also find the blogs that I post throughout the month on my page. You'll be able to get access to them by clicking the link via those platforms, if you prefer to do it that way. Otherwise, you can go directly to my website, coachenergy.com, and get all of the information. So going back to the post that this episode is about, I'm going to read the post directly to you guys. It says, if your date tells you that they are not interested in a serious relationship right now, believe them. So let me read it one more time. If your date tells you that they are not interested in a serious relationship right now, believe them. I felt it was very necessary for me to go deeper into this particular post. I don't go deeper or go into detail on all of my posts, but this is one that really can use some diving into. There are too many people who find themselves, and I'm not even going to say find themselves, they put themselves in a relationship, or let's call it a situation, because that person whom they wanted to be with so bad has either directly told them or indirectly in other ways have explained or expressed to them that they're not ready for a serious relationship right now, or not interested in a serious relationship right now, and they refuse to believe them. Too many people feel that, oh, okay, well, I'm different. I'll be able to change his or her mind, or they just have to spend enough time with me and then they'll change their mind. But not often does it happen that way. If a person really is just not ready for a relationship, or if they're not interested in a relationship at this time or at that time, believe them. Leave them alone. Let them stay in whatever place, mentally, whatever mental space, whatever emotional space, whatever spiritual space that they are in, or even financial, whatever financial space that they're in at that time, leave them there. Let them be, because they are not ready. It's not that they don't necessarily want to be with you. It's just that they are not ready for a serious relationship right now. There are a lot of people who still end up pursuing the person. And for some people, it can be hard to decline or turn someone away who's being pursued, whether it be the guy or the girl. And with that, a situation, quote unquote, relationship ends up forming. So that relationship may seem to start off fine. Both people seem to be happy. Both people seem to be putting in effort. However, quickly, as time goes on and as time passes, that person who initially said that they were not interested or were not ready for the relationship, their behavior starts to change to some degree. Depending on whatever it is that they are dealing with, or whatever the reason is for them not being ready, you're going to start seeing in that area of the relationship the lack of effort, or the breaking down. So if a person is not financially ready to be in a relationship, then eventually as time has gone on, their financial output will now start to be different. If a person is not emotionally ready to be in a relationship, as time goes on, they will become more and more emotionally unavailable to you. If a person is not mentally ready or available to be in a serious relationship right now, then their mentality, their mindset, their thoughts, their care or concern for the relationship or for you will start to change. When any of those areas start to change, that's when the other person, the one who kept pursuing, starts to want to blame, starts to complain, starts to call the other person or labeling the other person as if they're just like the worst person in the world, or as if they're doing something wrong, which of course, yes, that can be part of what the issue is, yes, because if they really weren't ready for a relationship, then they should have just stuck to their no and not entered into a relationship at all. But more so, let's focus on the person who did the pursuing. Once they start to see a change in the behavior, the treatment of, or treatment from the other person, the lack of attention, the lack of conversation, whatever, that's when they start to bash that person and saying things like, you know, they are, I don't know, this person's a dog, this person is a whatever. So all the different names, the different labels that are thrown out there on someone who's not doing their part in the relationship. But you have to think about, okay, this person from the very beginning, they let you know that they were not ready. Now, this can look differently, of course, per person. With each individual person, it may look different. It may come in different forms. There will be a large majority of people out there who will just tell you directly, hey, I'm not ready to be in a relationship right now. I'm not ready to be in a committed situation right now. So they'll tell you directly. But then there are other people, other types of people who may not be as straightforward with you, with letting you know that they are not serious or not ready to be in a relationship right now. And you have to pay attention to their indirect cues, their indirect signs, which can be verbal, indirect verbal cues, actions, indirect actions, things that they do, things that they may not do. A perfect example that I hear all the time from either person, the man or the woman, is, oh, their communication has slowed down, or we don't talk as often as we used to. They're starting to leave me on read. And for those who have iPhones, or who just simply know of how the iPhone works, being left on read means that person received your message, saw your message, but chose not to reply back to your text message. And so being left on read is a common, constant issue that's being brought into relationships now. But that, has that person changed really from who they were at the very beginning? Has that person really changed in their lack of behavior and their treatment of you? Now, I will say this, possibly. It's such a tricky situation. That's why it's just not wise to get yourself mixed into a relationship with someone who's just not ready or not, they're not interested in being in a serious relationship yet. Because they still play their part, but they will only play the part if you continue to pursue a situation with them. If you lay out that red carpet for them to walk down, even after being told or shown that a serious relationship with this person right now is not going to be a good idea, then you are saying, or you're opening yourself up to the whatever it is that they bring to the table. You're opening yourself up to whatever they decide to, however they decide to interact with you in that relationship that you're so adamant on pursuing. And part of how they are playing, how they're playing their part in the wrong is giving you that representative of them. We've all heard about that phrase, oh, the representative, you know, a person only shows you a false form of themselves at the beginning, and which is what we call the representative. And so for someone who's not interested in a serious relationship right now, or who's not ready to be in a relationship right now, their representative will be who they will show you for, you know, at the beginning when things seem to go perfectly fine, when that honeymoon phase is upon you guys. But once that all of that wears them down, after that time begins to fade, after the newness begins to fade, the reality then begins to set back in. And that's when that representative starts to peel away and expose the real person for who they are in whatever moment of time that they are in their lives. That's when you then begin to see and experience that communicator, or the lack of communication, or the person who's emotionally unavailable, the person who's not set financially the way that they represented themselves at the beginning. But when the issue comes in from the person, again, who's doing the pursuing, because of a person, again, we're going back to the post, if your date tells you that they are not interested in a serious relationship, then you need to believe them. But if you choose to just disregard them telling you that, then you are setting yourself up to be exposed to whomever that person is in that moment in time, which is someone who's not going to be completely whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole, and more than likely not the person that you are expecting to be with. Not the personality, not the character, the morals, the values. They are going to be someone incomplete when you are expecting to be in a relationship with someone who is complete. And completeness does not mean perfect. So if someone tells you they're not ready to be in a relationship and you disregard what they've just said, then whatever comes your way, you have just opened yourself up for that. You have chosen to go down that path. And so can you blame the other person for not communicating? As your relationship has gone on, so let's just say you guys are in a relationship now, you continue to pursue that person now, can you blame them for the treatment that you are receiving, for the lack of communication that you are receiving, for the lack of financial support or money that may not be there or available? Can you blame them for that if they told you from the beginning that they are not ready for a serious relationship or not interested in a serious relationship right now? Someone who's emotionally unavailable, someone who is in a totally different mental space, can you blame them as time goes on in your guys's quote-unquote relationship for you now being unhappy, you having to go through pulling teeth in order to get them to be who you thought that they were, or who you just simply wanted them to be, or who they may have shown you they were at the beginning with their representative. You can't. That's one thing, that's a question that I always pose whenever this type of issue is being brought to me and someone is seeking help for it. I always go back to the beginning and say, hey, okay, at what point did their behavior change? At what point did, you know, whether the issue is in the financial category, the mental category, the emotional category, the physical category, whatever. I always ask that person, when did this change? And so, you know, they'll give a day or a date. Something like, oh, you know, everything was fine until about 3 months ago, or things were fine until 2 years ago, depending, of course, on how long they were there. I mean, how long they've been together. So we'll start there. I will use that as a starting point. And then we continue to go backwards, because it's usually something that goes even further back. For the majority of the people that I've spoken to and have had the opportunity to work with, when being brought this issue, the issue that they're complaining about, their partner having changed doing or have stopped doing or have started doing this other behavior or habit, it actually goes back to the very beginning of them meeting each other. It goes back to, this person actually was always like that. They didn't change. I just really began to notice it. Or they began to be more forward with their choices or their behavior. They've now become more bold with their choices or their behavior, to where it's now super easy for me to see. Versus, okay, well, most people just choose or have chosen to not want to see it, to not want to pay attention to the signs, to not want to pay attention to what a person has shown them in their behavior, has told them. Some people can be told directly, hey, I'm not interested or not ready for a relationship right now. And the other person will still say, oh, that's okay. Well, we can take our time. We'll work through it. Or, you know, just spend enough time with me and maybe that'll change your mind because I am different, quote unquote, different, right? And then that always leads the pursuer in a situation of where it's like a repeat of issues, such as feeling lonely, feeling abandoned, feeling left out, feeling unloved, feeling like the relationship is one-sided. And all of that is correct. All of that is correct because that's what they signed up for. The person who chose to disregard the other person's statement, again, whether direct or indirect, of, hey, I'm not ready for a relationship right now. If they choose to disregard being told that or being shown that, then they're going to be on the receiving end of all of those things that I just listed a few seconds ago. Feeling lonely, feeling one-sided, being in a one-sided relationship, being the one who's always putting out, being the one who's always creating plans, being the one who's always initiating the conversations. Does any of that sound familiar? Because it's a lot of people who do this. My hands raised, I've done it. But I've become aware of it. I have become more aware of it to where now I make sure to pay attention to what a person says, but also what a person does not say and what their actions show. And that has saved me so much heartache or pain, but more importantly, it saved me a lot of time. If I listen to my own instructions or strategies or points or wisdom or knowledge, experiences, then it keeps me out of yet another failed relationship to where it could have been prevented. Yeah, you're going to have people who tell you and pursue you, tell you that, oh yeah, they're ready. They're ready for a relationship. They're looking for a life partner. They're looking to get married again or married, period. And so those are a little bit more tricky to navigate your way through and to really narrow down the representative that person is showing you versus who they really are. That's a different topic for a different day, because today we're talking about those who explicitly state that they are not ready for a serious relationship. So whether or not a person communicates with you or chooses not to communicate with you as often as they may have started, that's something that you signed up for. If a person is not there for you emotionally the way that they started, that's something that you signed yourself up for. Because, let me also say this one, give this example. If a person is not carrying their weight financially the way that you guys may have agreed on finances or expenses or whatever, then that's what you signed up for, because that person told you from the beginning that they are not interested in a serious relationship right now, and you chose not to believe them. You chose to continue to try to make it work instead of just simply believing this person and granting them their space that they need in order to go through whatever phase in their life that they're in at that moment. So all of this comes down to saying, all these multiple relationships that people are in time and time and time again, many of them can be prevented if we just pay attention to a person's actions and listen to what they actually are telling us when they say that they're not ready or not interested in a serious relationship right now. Or if a person's actions are showing that, I don't know if this person is really ready for a relationship right now because of this thing that they did or because of this thing that they did not do. You have to pay attention, learn to pay attention to all of those verbal and nonverbal cues. Once we begin to pay attention to all of those things and we learn how to be aware of it, we learn what to look for, we learn what to listen for, then it will put us in a better position to where we can make a sound decision when it comes to pursuing someone for a relationship or not. And with that, it will cut out so much heartache and pain and, again, unnecessary or wasted time and emotions, hurt feelings, you name it. One thing that I love to tell my clients and to show them, not just tell them, but to show them, they actually have more power in controlling or more control of their life and their relationships than what they think. Too many people feel that life or relationships are just out of control, and that's not true. The only way that they are out of your control, or the only way that life or your relationships can feel out of control, is if you relinquish your control, if you give up your control. So that's one thing that I work really hard with my clients, is showing them how to gain their power and their control of their life back. Because then with that, we were able to be back, put ourselves back into the driver's seat and determine what relationships or what situations we will allow ourselves to be involved in or not, because it was our choice. Every choice that we make is our choice. But if we're not making the right decisions, we're not choosing the right choices, then yeah, it can still have that feeling or that effect of things being out of our control. So it comes with increased knowledge, increased wisdom, increased experience, as well as having that assistance, that help, that guide, that coach to kind of show you the way, to show you the ropes, to give you the strategies, give you tools, and give you tips on how to navigate life and on how to navigate relationships to where you will save yourself so much more time and energy from being wasted. So if you find yourself being one of these people that I've described at any point in this episode, then contact me so you can get back into the driver's seat of your life. Contact me so I can show you the ways, show you strategies, show you, just give you more knowledge and more information about the things that you're not paying attention to, the things that you're just kind of overlooking or not taking seriously. Contact me in order to learn to no longer waste time. No longer waste your time on people who aren't deserving of your time. People who are not ready for your time. You can contact me. The best way is to go to my website, coachenergy.com. Energy is spelled N-R-G-Y. Coachenergy.com. Right there on the main homepage, that first homepage, you should see something that says the first step. First step, right there below it, it should say schedule your free consultation. That's where everything begins. That's where you and I will communicate with each other, meet each other, learn each other, meet each other virtually, learn each other virtually, and then we will determine what the proper process would be for your particular situation, because as individuals, we can't have a one-size-fits-all type of program or resolution, because we're all different, especially when if we're talking about getting below those surface layers. And that's my coaching style. So yeah, go to the website, coachenergy.com, and find where it says first step. Click right there, that booking online button. The booking online button. And go ahead and book your free 30-minute consultation. And let's get the process started. Let's take back control of your life. Let's put yourself back into the driver's seat of your life. Let's eliminate as many opportunities for heartache, pain, rejection, regret, all of those things. Let's do what we can to eliminate as many of those as possible. In addition to that, I want to thank you guys for following me on whatever your preferred platform channels are. As I mentioned at the beginning, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If you, whichever one that you prefer, just search for me, Coach Energy, and you will be able to find me, and just go ahead and follow in order to stay up to date on amazing content like this, other posts, blogs, things like that, you name it, you will be able to stay up to date. If you are big into YouTube, you will be able to find me on YouTube as well, where I have posted, I have a channel of videos that I have posted and recorded for you all to just get as much of this free information as you can. Same thing if you go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube, search for me, Coach Energy, you will be able to find my channel while you are there. make sure you hit the subscribe button and also hit the bell next to the subscribe button so you can be notified as soon as I post new episodes so you don't have to miss out on anything. If you are listening to this on the podcast channel, your preferred podcast platform, you are listening to I Give Life to Life. That is the name of this channel. I thank you guys for subscribing to that as well, sharing any of this information, share your favorite episodes, get the conversation started below, and let's continue to rock this information out. Let's put it out there. And I thank you guys for your support. Without your support, this information would just be sitting out there in no man's land. So thank you so much. Yeah, while you're there, if you are listening to this on your Apple device or on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give me that 5-star rating. Help this channel get more exposure. I think it's time for this channel to grow a little bit more. What about you? What do you think? Anyway, thank you guys so much. Coach Energy, the Single Parents Life Coach, signing out. You already know what to do. Keep smiling. Bye-bye.